rage flares across the Middle East. Food, hope, and the gospel go a long way in Belarus, and a team's asking for help with rebuilding Haiti physically and spiritually. We'll tell you more about these stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood has called for a nationwide peaceful demonstration today to condemn insults to Mohammed from an amateurish film. That follows a week of seemingly orchestrated riots and protests in at least 9 countries. Because the film was supposedly made by a Christian, backlash is expected to hit ministry targets. Sat7 CEO Terry Ascott says,
"There have been specific threats against, for example, Egyptian Christians in Yemen, and churches and Christians in general, anyone who is a cross worshipper, as they say, in the street."
Sat7's response to the crisis is in production as we speak. Pray.
In a situation where the Middle East, where there are so many agendas, so many tensions between so many different groups, we're trying to bring reconciliation through better understanding, advocacy of forgiveness, and so on. Some of the things that are unique in the Christian gospel.
Meanwhile, a book called Escape from Camp 14 is drawing international attention to North Korea. It profiles the only person to escape from a North Korean prison camp and reveals modern-day human rights horrors. After reading the book, some are calling for an international investigation. Open Doors USA says between 50 and 70,000 Christians suffer in these camps where death is commonplace and work lasts about 18 to 20 hours a day. Pray for suffering believers in North Korea. This is Mission Network News. Following training from Children's Hunger Fund, some 20 Slavic Gospel Association-sponsored missionary pastors in Belarus have been reaching the needy with humanitarian aid and the gospel. CHF provides the staple food products, while SGA partners help fund the distribution. The pastors report hearts are already beginning to open up to Christ's love. Let me ask you to pray for God's provision for these needs, and also pray that any gospel seeds planted will take root. Next, prison officials in South Africa are commending the ministry of Crossroad Bible Institute.
To see prison officials embracing the program and participating in the graduation ceremony is something that just thrills us.
The warden and 4 high-ranking officials attended the ceremony. CBI President David Scheringa says graduation's a big deal for inmates.
They'll say, "This is the first thing I've accomplished. It's the first thing that I've finished."
According to Scheringa, CBI's discipleship program offers inmates redemption.
It gives them God's truth. It gives them a vision for the future that when they get out, life can be different because they're going to make different choices.
There are lots of ways you can get involved.
This is a hands-on ministry that any Christian can do it. We'll train them. You can be missionaries right in your own home.
We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Pray for students discipled by CBI in Pretoria. And how would you like to help impact Haiti for Christ? You can as you volunteer with Orphan's Heart. Orphan's Heart is helping to rebuild an orphanage in Bon Repos, a Port-au-Prince suburb. Volunteer coordinator Lou Davis is in Haiti right now, leading a team of workers helping with phase one of the project, which includes
the building of the first of 3 houses for the children, along with all the infrastructure needed to support them, water, electricity, and septic, so that we can get the children out of the miserable conditions that they're currently living in, hopefully by Christmas of this year.
More volunteers are needed, but Davis says this is more than building something.
From what we've seen, that there's no way that Haiti is ever going to change through any outside influence. The only way it's going to change is by raising up a generation of responsible Christian adults that can change everything from the inside.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can you envision something with me? How about a Middle East where the love of Jesus Christ overshadows everything? Sat7 would like you to see how they're offering the life-changing message of the gospel to millions of homes through satellite television throughout the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free DVD. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.